Wedding officiant ministry often begins with the ceremony, but every couple arrives at the ceremony after a longer journey. That journey may include dating, attraction, courtship, engagement, family expectations, spiritual questions, wounds, habits, and relationship discernment. That is why romance officiant ministry can complement wedding officiant practice. A romance officiant is not a matchmaker. This is important. Romance officiant ministry is not about arranging relationships, pressuring singles, promising marriage outcomes, or controlling romantic decisions. Instead, romance officiant ministry is wisdom-based, biblically grounded, and formation-oriented. It helps people think more clearly about Christian romance, dating, courtship, engagement, readiness, boundaries, desire, attraction, and covenant discernment. In today's world, many people are confused about romance. Some treat romance as entertainment, some treat attraction as destiny, some treat desire as shameful, some treat dating as casual consumption, some enter engagement with deep wounds, unclear expectations, or little biblical formation. Others sincerely love each other, but have never been discipled in how Christian marriage grows from covenant, not merely chemistry. A wedding officiant may meet couples after these patterns are already in motion. Romance officiant ministry helps Christian leaders serve earlier in the relationship journey. It may include guiding conversations about honorable dating, emotional boundaries, sexual integrity, readiness for marriage, family expectations, communication, discernment, and the difference between romantic intensity and covenant maturity. This can strengthen wedding officiant ministry. For example, an officiant may meet an engaged couple and realize they need more than ceremony planning. They need biblical conversation about what love means, what marriage requires, and how to prepare for faithful union. The officiant should not offer extended romance guidance unless trained and authorized for that role. But the officiant can recognize that romance officiant training may be a helpful next step for ministry development. Role clarity remains essential. Romance officiant ministry is not licensed therapy. It is not legal mediation. It is not abuse intervention. It is not a guarantee that a relationship should continue. It is Christian formation and guidance within appropriate boundaries. The goal is not to make decisions for the couple. The goal is to help them discern wisely before God. This fits with the organic human's understanding of people as embodied souls. Romance is not merely emotional. It is not merely physical. It involves the whole person, body, heart, habits, imagination, desire, family story, spiritual formation, and moral direction. Wedding officiant ministry serves the ceremony and covenant beginning. Romance officiant ministry helps guide relationship discernment before marriage. Marriage growth ministry helps couples continue after the wedding. A faithful officiant does not need to do everything. But a wise officiant understands how the pieces connect.